my mind from losing your love, raising my eyes to the skies above. But I don't find nothing, don't feel nothing but alone. No time to cry when the baby's deep feeding, days flying by with nothing new in between them. My soul is wearing thin. Time stretches on, a fool's marathon. Ever since the day that you died, darling, holy Moses.
That is Holy Moses. And the unmistakable sound of the wonderful Tammy Nielsen's voice. Since we last caught up with Tammy, so much has happened. Her album, Don't Be Afraid, was released in Canada and the United States. She wowed North American audiences with that voice, including audiences at the prestigious Americana Festival in Nashville, Tennessee. Tammy was one of the stars of the New Sound of Country documentary. She recently opened for Mavis Staples. No biggie. Ain't no thing. And she's just announced her Songs of Sinners tour. That'll be going right around the country throughout May and June. Tammy Nielsen is with us this morning. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I was going to say long time no chat. It feels like just yesterday we were speaking. I think we last chatted about a year ago. But man, you reel off all that stuff. Your life, eh?
It's been a bit busy, yeah.
Just a little bit. And you were playing last night?
Yeah, that's why I have like that Barry White thing going on this morning with my voice. We were singing at Shed 10 for the World Masters game.
Oh, neat.
The crowd there was pretty raucous, and we had a great time. Yeah,
fantastic. Well, no, it's not sounding at all Barry White. I am sounding a little bit this morning, so we will just hope that people forgive us. Man, you
right.
Do you take time to relax? Do you get much downtime?
I don't get a heck of a lot of downtime, but I guess with, you know, especially with this year coming up, there's a lot of international focus. With touring overseas. And so when I am home, I really, really need to be really mindful and proactive about when I am traveling around New Zealand, kind of trying to bring my family with me, trying to have my kids around as much as I possibly can. So I've really started this year, you know, if I have a gig somewhere, a couple of weeks ago I had a gig in the Bay of Islands and thought, okay, I do the gig, and then we booked a holiday house for the week following, you know, so just little things where we can make it little. So it's kind of downtime, but kind of still.
No, that's the dream life right there, isn't it?
Exactly. That's living the dream for me, for sure.
So you actually, you bring the whole family kind of on tour with you?
In New Zealand, I try to. Yeah. Internationally, I'm not quite Adele yet. I'm not selling out 50,000 tickets a night or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite there yet. I'm still kind of at that phase where you're really in the investment phase of investing into building a career overseas. But and you're doing kind of the slog tours where your support for a bigger act, you're not the one in control of the schedule, and you're in a different town every night. And I, you know, as much as I would really, really love to have my children with me, I don't think it's fair on them to drag them from car to airplane to hotel for a month, you know?
How many kids do you have?
I've got two little guys. Oh, I've got Charlie's 5 and Sam is going to be 3 shortly.
They're probably just at the stage where I would never want to suggest that any child is burdensome. But you know what I mean? Like, they're probably just at the stage where they can kind of appreciate being on the road a little bit. And you know, you don't really want to be taking them on 12-hour flights. But if you can, have a couple of days in Pai Kokoriki or a couple of days in the Bay of Islands or in the Catlins or wherever, it's kind of neat.
Totally, totally. And you're totally, I know it's not PC, but they are burdensome at that age. They just are, because at that age, and as it should be, like, the world revolves around them, that they have their own little worlds. And so that's what I don't want to disrupt. I don't want to disrupt their routine and the things that make them really feel safe and happy. And so that is a lot of work. And, you know, thank God I've got an awesome husband who, you know, their father makes sure that routine and that safety keeps ticking along when I'm not here. And I vice versa do it for him when he's at work. So we have a good little system, and they're pretty resilient at that age too. Whatever is, you know, the way that they're raised is what's normal to them.
Yeah.
So they're pretty happy.
Yeah, they don't
happy little guys
compare themselves too much. So do you sing to them?
I do. Yeah, it was actually really special. When they came to the festival a couple of weeks ago, my 5-year-old's been to a few. I've even flown him down to Christchurch, and we've had little things where he's come with me. But my 3-year-old hasn't done too much. I mean, he's seen me sing when he was really tiny, but he hasn't been to many gigs because, you know, I normally gig at night and he's asleep. And so it was a daytime matinee, and his eyes were just huge. And of course I dedicated songs to them. So they thought, oh, this is all about us, you know?
Yeah.
And then after the show, Charlie, my 5-year-old, said, you know what, mommy, when you're at home, you're mommy. But when you're on stage, you're Tammy Nielsen.
That's so cool.
So they're making these little connections, yeah, which is quite cool. You know, I think they think it's quite normal to see, you know, their mom on TV. Or, you know, this morning he said when he had to go, why aren't you coming with us, mommy? I said, well, I have to talk to someone on the radio about my music. Who are you talking to?
Aww.
I said, well, it's Jack Tame. And he just looked at me. I said, does that help you?
And he said, no. I said, who?
But now he knows who you are, Jack.
Oh, well, that's a relief. I'm pleased to hear it.
Your demographic is growing.
Yeah. Tell me about the last year then. I want to ask about North America in particular. Mm. Was it good being back?
Oh, man. It's really special to be back. This year I'm doing my first European tour. I've never been there before, so that's really cool. But going back to Canada and North America, where I grew up touring with my family, but haven't toured for, you know, a decade at least or more.
Yeah.
It was really special to go back after having achieved, you know, the awesome support that I have in New Zealand and all the things that I've accomplished here, and kind of going back and going, hey guys, this is what I've done, and kind of having them be, you know, proud of what I've achieved. And I kind of felt like, you know, a musical Olympian or something. It was,
yeah.
it was really neat to kind of go in at a different level than when I left, for sure.
Yeah. Is it an intimidating environment when you're over there? And I don't want to suggest that New Zealand music fans aren't discerning, but there's something particular about your style of music that I would have thought North Americans, and particularly, you know, around Tennessee, people are a lot more familiar with and maybe a lot more critical about.
Yeah, I guess it's funny because I grew up over there. I'm really comfortable. You know, I found New Zealand audiences far more daunting and discerning, I guess, because they don't wear their hearts on their sleeves. And they're not all about the buzz and the hooting and hollering at right off the top. They need to get to know you first. And then when they do, they're the most loyal fans. Whereas, yeah, in the States, I guess the thing that's more daunting is not so much if they're more discerning or critical. I think they're very accepting audiences. And there's so much, you know, I guess in the land of plenty, there's just so much to go around. They don't really think that way. But it's more that you feel like a tiny drop in the bucket, really. I think that's more the issue with touring in the States and doing these huge festivals, is that there's so much going on and so many artists that are just cream of the crop, and you just feel like, how do I make my dent here?
How do you cut through that?
Well, Jack, you tell me.
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's so many different factors, but, you know, I think that Kiwis, and I count myself as one now, you know, definitely make their mark on the world stage, and we have a different attitude than they do, I guess, because we have such a DIY attitude, and because we are more isolated and we're not readily available and in the thick of things all the time, we have to find ways to make ourselves unique and just do what we do. And I think, you know, artists like Marlon Williams, who's a good friend of mine, and we caught up at the festival, managed to kind of get dinner before our showcases. And,
yeah,
you know, like him, or Aldous Harding or Nadia Reid, all these amazing artists that are making their mark overseas. And it's a slow but sure climb, as long as you're true to yourself and your integrity as an artist is there. And I think that Kiwis are you know, we don't have to kind of conform to these boxes of genres. And in the States, you're very much like, you have to be molded to this. This is what we want you to be. We need to label you. We need to understand what you're doing. Whereas here, you know, I feel I'm free to be soul mixed with rockabilly, mixed with country, mixed with blues, you know, and I don't have to be defined by just one of those genres. And that's what I really love about it. And I think that is why artists like the ones I've mentioned overseas are not, they're fresh and they're unique, because they're not pigeonholed by those labels that are normally put on you from a very young age in North America.
Tell me about Mavis Staples.
Oh my God, you don't have long enough. You just don't have long enough.
Okay. Tell me, I'm always fascinated in the first moment, in the first point of contact, the first phone call, when you hear through the grapevine, however you hear that, hey, Mavis needs someone to open for her, and what are you doing next Tuesday?
This was a pretty awesome first point of contact. I had been packing my house to move, and, you know, I had the boys, they were being taken care of for the day so I could actually get packing done and not have all the boxes unpacked behind me. And so it was 5 solid hours I had to just pack. And as I was packing, I was listening to Mavis, because that's what I do, because she is my ultimate of all ultimates musically. And I was listening to her live album, Live at the Hideout. And I was packing and I was crying, because her music, you know, she's always been a very integral part of the civil rights movement. And I just felt, you know, her music is so relevant, especially with the, you know, things that are going on in the States, the new administration in the States.
Yeah.
Everything is just, it seems like it's taken steps right back to the 60s with some of the attitudes. And I was just crying, listening to it. And I just shook my head and I went, God, if you are listening to me, you better not take Mavis before I get to meet her, because you will have a lot to answer for when I get up there.
Yeah.
Like, I will be so mad at you, because she's 77 years old. You know, she's not getting any younger. Bless her heart, she's doing great, and I hope she goes for another, you know, 70 years. But the reality, you know, when all these artists that we love started passing away in the last wee while. So that was my kind of, I'm like, you better not, or we're going to have a lot to talk about. I'm going to be really angry with you. And finished packing. And I thought, oh, before I go pick up the boys, I got to check my emails. I haven't looked all day. I looked at my emails, and there was the email from Simone Williams of Liberty Stage. And she said, I'm bringing Mavis over. Would you like to open for her?
Yeah.
And I was just like, are you serious? I should have asked for like $1 million or something. To get that immediate kind of, you know, amazing, it was just incredible. Incredible.
And
yeah,
tell me about it. And how was it?
Oh my God. It was everything I could have possibly dreamed. You know, it's always a bit scary to meet like a person that is so influential. And, you know, when people ask me if you could sing with anyone, living or dead, who would it be? And I always say Mavis Staples. And so to have that, you know, there's so much riding on it, because you think, oh my God, if I meet them and they're just not nice, or they don't have time for you, or you don't even get to meet them, it would just be so crushing. And it would it taint the rest of my enjoyment of her music or whatever? And oh my God, I didn't have to worry. She was everything I could have possibly hoped. She just absolutely radiates joy and love, and she's so warm and so generous with her time and who she is. You know, as a meeting these artists who have been doing it their whole lives, I just think, how do they refill the well? You know, because I met James Taylor recently. He was the same. And I thought, these people give out constantly and everyone wants a piece of them.
Yeah, of course.
And yet they still seem to have this constant rolling generosity, and I guess they feed off of the love of the audience.
And
I just hope to God that I'm like that when I'm that age.
I just that makes me so happy, because my dad has this thing, right? My dad loves the British trio Cream.
Yes,
and like, I'm named after supposedly named after Jack Bruce, who was the bassist and lead singer of Cream. And so anyway, Dad didn't see Cream when he was a kid because he was only a kid. And Cream had a terrible fallout, and Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce all hate each other, and Clapton and Jack Bruce hate each other, and everyone hates everyone. And so anyway, they came back together about 10 or 15 years ago to play at the Royal Albert Hall. And we were all like, Dad, you should go. You should go and see Cream. But Dad didn't want to go because he was so worried that everything he'd built Cream up to be throughout his whole life might be let down by that moment. And he just didn't want to ruin the kind of the picture of them that he'd built in his own mind. And I did wonder about that with you and Mavis. I thought, can anything live up to those expectations?
No.
You know?
I know. It's like the reality couldn't possibly live up to
it. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it actually did. And it was, it's just one of those. I'm still on cloud nine. It's been over a week now. And I just feel like, wow, it was definitely a highlight. I think I'm just going to retire now because you can't really, it's all going to be downhill from here. So this is the last interview I'm ever going to give. I'm canceling the tour.
And that's that. Well, look, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it. We're going to put all the details for your tour up on newstalkzb.co.nz. You were playing, I can't even count them all, 10 or 12 gigs, maybe quite a few.
All over New Zealand.
All over New Zealand, North and South Islands. So you can find them all at newstalkzb.co.nz. Tammy Nielsen, you have yourself a very good weekend, won't you?
You too. Thank you so much, Jack.
And I think what we're going to do, Tammy, is we're going to go out here with you playing a Mavis Staples cover. This is Sit Down Servant, live at Third Man Records in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, please don't make me with your gun down, Joshua, the son of a nun. Good God Almighty, won't you stop the sun? God spoke to Joshua to do thy will. He said, if you fight the battle, the sun says this. Gave me a letter and it told me to go. Gave me a harp and it told me to blow. And if I blow my lungs away, gonna get them back in the coming day. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my shoes, walk around heaven and spread the news. Why don't you sit down, survey? Can't sit out, I just got to heaven and I can't sit down. Why don't you sit down, survey? Can't sit down, survey. Why don't you sit down, survey? Can't sit out, I just got to heaven and I can't sit
Tammy Nielsen and her hot rockin' band of rhythm, all the way from Nashville, Tennessee.